Welcome to Sunday Morning at Faith Assembly, featuring the ministry of Senior Pastor Phil Goss. We're glad you've joined us. Now, here's Pastor Goss.
Last week, but as Christians, we celebrate freedom all the time because you and I serve a God who wants to set us free. Now, the problem gets to be sometimes, and as we work through this morning, I want to make sure you understand this. Freedom does not mean you get to do whatever you want. In this land, we are free, but there are laws that we have to keep, aren't there? There's ways of behavior that are right and wrong. Such is the case in Christianity. Freedom doesn't mean I get to do whatever I want. In reality, what is freedom? Freedom is when you have the power to do what's right. Because when you do what's right, you stay free, don't you? And so we're going to look at this subject this morning, and we're going to begin with looking at what God purchased our freedom from. There's three things, basically, that God came to set us free from. The first one is bondage. Bondage. It's what sin causes. God purchased our freedom from bondage. Now, bondage is simply this. It's your old nature. Bondage is something that has control of you. It's something that tells you what to do and you wrestle with it. It's the things that you do and the way that you think that are just natural to you. Natural. You see, everything in our life that's natural to us isn't good. We have this nature in us that tends to do things that are bad. We tend to have habits that are bad. We tend to go wrong directions. We tend to think wrong thoughts. We tend to act in wrong ways. All of that is generated by this nature that is inside of you, this old nature, this sin nature, this human nature that is a nature of self-preservation, that is a nature that is a spoiled little brat that wants to do whatever it wants to do. It's a nature that has control of you, and you do something and you think, I don't know why I did that. Or you say something and go, I don't know why I said that. And you act in a way that you hadn't intended, and then afterwards you have a lot of regret and remorse, and why did I do that? Why does this happen? And you know, it's what sin causes. It's what we've done to ourselves. It's what life does to us. It's what sin has done to us. And that nature is always alive. It always wants to be fed, so to speak. It always wants to have its way. And so we have this bondage in our life that makes us a slave. Even though I know to do good, I don't do it. Paul wrote about it in Romans chapter 7, verse 22. I love God's law with all my heart. But there's another power within me that's at war with my mind. This power makes me a slave to sin that is still within me. Oh, what a miserable person I am. Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin and death? Ever felt like that? Boy, I don't know why I did that. You know, over the course of, in the last week, you know, the things I want to do, I don't. The things I don't want to do, I do. Why? The bondage of this old nature, this selfish nature, this sin nature that every human being has, that does things for its own benefit, that only looks at life through its own self-preservation, that just always constantly thinks about me, me, me. And so God came to purchase our freedom from this bondage. We're a slave to it. It's what sin causes. Secondly, God purchased our freedom from baggage. It's what we create. Now, if you have baggage, and you do. Do you hear me? You do. Let me ask you, who packed your bags? It's kind of like you're going to the airport. Has anybody touched that? Did you just set that down? Did you pack your own bags? The answer is yes. It's those fears that you have, that over the course of your life you've just developed. It's a way of thinking that you think, well, it's just the way I am. It's the habits and the hurts and the hang-ups that you have allowed to come on board in your life. Something happens to you, and there's an issue that goes on with it, and it just seems like then you just keep carrying it with you the rest of your life. Somebody does something to you, and you recognize it, it hurt, and then you refuse to forgive, and you just carry it along with you. It's those things in your life that you have allowed to be a part of your life that want to control you. And thus they show up at inopportune times. They cause you to think in certain ways that you know, I don't really want to think like that, but that's what I find myself doing. It's the fears that we give into and choose to carry with us. It's the thoughts that we refuse to change because, well, I've just been like this all my life. Well, stop it. Not that simple, is it? And so not only do we have these hurts that we nurse, these issues in our life, we have this sin nature that causes us to want to just do whatever we want to do and do the things we don't want to do. And then we have this baggage that we add to it that we carry along, that we have allowed to become a part of our life, to become our habits, to become those things in our life that don't help us, but they hurt us, and we just carry them along with us, and they keep mounting up, and they grow a little bit, and they keep interfering with certain things, and we wonder why it's that way, and we try to make excuses for it with, well, it's just who I am. Well, I can't help myself. And so we have these two things that bring us into slavery. We have this nature that says, you just do what I want you to do, and we selfishly go through life doing some things that we know aren't right. And then we have these things that we've added that make life harder. And we don't see anything wrong with them a lot of times, do we? Hello? We don't. Well, it's just normal. It's just who I am. Job put it this way in Job chapter 6, verse 2. If my misery could be weighed and my troubles be put on the scales, they would outweigh all the sands of the sea. Ever felt like that? Psalm 145, verse 14. The Lord helps the fallen and lifts those bent beneath their loads. It's the pressures. It's the things in life. Something goes on and happens, and before long you just begin to think, well, that's just the way I am. Well, that's just the way it's going to be. And we give into it and we allow it to control us. Hebrews 12:1. Therefore, since we're surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, notice, let us strip off every weight. Let us get rid of the baggage that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. Let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. So here's the deal. Every person in this room today has bondage that has come into our life because we're human beings. We have a sin nature. Every person in this room today has baggage that you have accumulated. You packed the bags. You've allowed yourself to put them into place. You keep them, and some of you are carrying two and three bags. You've just got so much that one suitcase can't hold it all. I won't ask you to raise your hands. Thirdly, God came to purchase our freedom from blame. From blame. It's those things we punish ourselves about. It's those regrets that we have in life that we wish, boy, if I just hadn't have done that. You see, when things happen to us, you and I want someone or something to blame, don't we? Well, they made me do that. I remember my wife and I once were around a family and they had a little boy who was a little... obnoxious, okay? That's a polite word. He was playing with the balloon. And you can tell the way he was doing it. You know how that's going to end, don't you? And it did. And he steps back, and an angry voice says, "Stupid balloons, they always pop themselves." That's blame, isn't it? That's what we do. We blame others. Or we blame ourselves. We beat ourselves up. What a horrible person I am. Oh, how miserable. It's the guilt we carry. It's the shame we carry. It's the thing in your life that you don't want anybody to know about, that you spend a lot of time hiding and a lot of time lying to yourself. It's my fault. I did it. Now, please hear me. Some things in life are your fault, but other things in life are there because of the choices of others, and you shouldn't blame yourself for those choices. Parents, when your kids make a wrong decision, don't go blaming yourself for their choices. Now, there are other times when it's my fault, and I want to blame others. You know, it's the way I did. And so there's this blame that we carry, this guilt that we carry. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 7, the writer puts it this way. "Now you have every spiritual gift you need as you eagerly wait for the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will keep you strong to the end so that you will be free from all blame on the day when our Lord Jesus Christ returns. God will do this, for he is faithful to do what he says. He has invited you into partnership with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord." Now you see, it's because of this bondage, it's because of the baggage and the blame that you and I don't have freedom. Those things keep us from being free. God knows this. And so God says this, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do everything that I can to set you free. God is a God of freedom. He wants you to live a life free. And so he takes some steps. Let's look. We're freed by, first of all, the Son. Why did God send his Son into this world? He sent his Son in this world to save us, which means this. He came to set us free. God says, look, I know that sin is a horrible taskmaster. And I know there's things in your life that you've allowed to be there. And I have a remedy for that. That remedy is Jesus Christ. You have a sickness. I have the cure. The cure is Jesus Christ. He is called our Savior because he saves us from our sins. He came into this world to set us free. Remember Paul wrote, "Oh, wretched person that I am, things I don't want to do, I do. Who's going to help me?" Romans chapter 7, verse 25, the next verse. Thank God. The answer is in Jesus Christ, our Lord. So you see how it is. In my mind, I really want to obey God's law, but because of my sinful nature, I'm a slave to sin. So he recognized who can help him during this time. He recognized who's going to set him free. He recognized where the answer lies. John chapter 8, verse 34, Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth. Everyone who sins is a slave of sin. A slave is not a permanent member of the family, but a son is part of the family forever. So if the Son sets you free, you are truly free." He came to set us free. And so God says, look, I see what you're going through. I see the slavery that you're involved in. I see what you're carrying and what you're wrestling with and what you're dealing with. I have a solution for you, Jesus Christ. Yeah. He is the answer. He is the one who sets us free. And so, we're freed by, secondly, our salvation. Our salvation. Now, let me put it to you this way. We have a sickness, sin, right? We have those issues, don't we, that we carry with us. We have those things we deal with in our life, don't we? So, we have the sickness. God says, look, here's the cure, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ will deal with all of those issues in your life. Third step, will you take the remedy for your sickness? Will you appropriate what you need to be well? Will you put into your life the one that can set you free? Your call, your choice. And so we come to that place where we accept Christ into our life at salvation because we need him to set us free. And when I accept Christ, the Son, into my life, everything changes. I now have someone to help me deal with the problem and the bondage that I'm in, to set it away. I no longer am controlled by this old sinful nature. Now I have another nature at work within me that will help me not live to this other nature. There's this battle going on, but I can be free. I have the power of God. I don't have to keep carrying the past. I don't have to live any longer in fear. I now have someone to help me be free because I have accepted Christ. I have appropriated Christ. I have chosen to live for Christ. I have asked him to come into my life because I believe that what he offers to me is the solution for my sin, and he gives me salvation. And Christ came to set me free, and therefore I choose to live a free life. Romans 6:5, since we've been united with him in his death, we will also be raised to life as he was. We know that our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power in our lives. We are no longer slaves to sin. For when we died with Christ, we were set free from the power of sin. Well, Pastor, I don't understand that. I still have this old nature within me. Yes, but before you accepted Christ, all you had was that old nature, correct? That's who you live for. That's what you governed your life. That's who was in control of your life. But now when you accept Christ, that new old nature doesn't have to rule the roost anymore. Now you have another living with you, the nature of God in you. Verse 14 of Romans 6 there, sin is no longer your master, for you no longer live under the requirements of the law. Instead, you live under the freedom of God's grace. 2 Peter 2:20, and when people escape from the wickedness of the world by knowing our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and then get tangled up and enslaved by sin again, they're worse than before. You see, you and I have to come to that place where we escape the wickedness of the world. We accept Christ and we can't go back. We're not going to go back. We're going to choose to live in freedom. God wants to lift the load of our life. Will we allow him to lighten the junk that we've accumulated? He says we can cast our cares on him and his burdens are light. He came, he said, to show us a new way to live. Will I allow him to help me do that? He came to set me free. And you see, if I'm not, well, Pastor, I've tried Christ and everything, but I don't really feel free. You have to keep putting into place into your life that which God says you need to do. That which God says, this is how you live. This is how you honor my son. This is how you live your life. You have to listen to him. It's like going to the doctor, and the doctor says, look, I have this medicine for you, and if you'll take it, you'll be well in 2 weeks. And after 2 days, you think, you know what? I've tried this. I'm not any better. I'll just quit. You're going to have a trouble, aren't you? You keep applying what God says to your life. You keep applying the person of Christ. You keep accepting. You keep living for him. There's a third thing that we have been given to help us with our freedom, and the Spirit. The Spirit. The Spirit of God, also called the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 3:17. For the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So if I'm a Christian, I've accepted Christ into my life, the Spirit of the Lord dwells within me, I am set free, right? Not the freedom to do whatever I want, the freedom to do what is right. The Holy Spirit is in our lives to help us stay free. Remember we read, if you accept Christ and you go on back, it's just tough. Why? Because we don't listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling us to do. He wants to help us live a life in freedom. The Holy Spirit is not in your life to make your life miserable. The Holy Spirit's not in your life to take all the joy out of living. Well, you know, I got to listen to God and I can't do that and I can't do that. God said, look, if you do that, you're going to end up being a slave. I came to set you free. I want freedom for you. Here's what he wants to do. Let me give you three things. The Spirit wants to counsel us. He wants to counsel us. John chapter 15, verse 26. I will send you the advocate or counselor in some translations. The Spirit of truth. He will come to you from the Father and will testify about me. He says, look, I'm going to give you someone who will be in your life and he will give you good advice. And the advice that he gives to you and the counsel that he gives to you will always have this behind it. He wants you to stay free. He wants you to have freedom in your life. He's going to help you and counsel you to stay free by serving God. So, the Spirit, he wants to counsel us. Secondly, the Spirit wants to comfort us. He wants to comfort us. He wants you to know, I am here. You are not alone. You do not have to face life by yourself. I will give you the strength that you need. I will give you everything that you need of. Take heart. Everything's going to be okay. 2 Corinthians 1:3, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is our merciful Father, the source of all comfort. He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. When they're troubled, we'll be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. For the more we suffer for Christ, the more God will shower us with his comfort through Christ. Even when we're weighed down with troubles, it is for your comfort and salvation. For when we ourselves are comforted, we will certainly comfort you, then you can patiently endure the same things we suffer. We're confident that as you share in our sufferings, you will also share in the comfort God gives us. I don't know what you're going through today, but here's the deal. You're not alone. There's someone here with you. He will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. You don't have to face life under your own. He will be there to give you what you need. He will give you the strength that you need. He will give you the direction that you need. He will give you the help that you need. He will help you deal with the things in your life. Now, some of those things he's going to help you with are difficult to do. Remember that baggage that you packed? He's going to tell you to get rid of some of it. You're overweight. Now, hold it. I didn't mean that here. I meant that, you know, here. Okay? You go to the airline. Now you're 5 pounds overweight. You got to take out some clothes. You got to do something. Or it's going to cost you a whole lot more, right? He's going to help you and say, look, you need to do that. Oh, but I can't. It's so hard. He says, I'm going to be here with you. I'm going to help you. I'll give you the counsel that you need to show you how to do this. And I'll help you through this time. And you won't have to do this on your own. That's what he's doing. He wants to help us stay free. The third thing he wants to do, and this is going to sound like, well, you said freedom. What's this about? The Spirit wants to control us. He wants to control us. Wow, I thought God said I'm free. Yeah, he did. And here's what he knows. You will be free when you listen to him. When you do what he says and live by his plans and his purposes, you will have the greatest freedom in life. Romans 8:5. Notice what it says. Those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things, but those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit. So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death, but letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. That's pretty clear, isn't it? If I will let him be in control, think as he shows me to think, act as he counsels me to act, then I will live a life of peace, of joy, of hope, of freedom. Right? Pretty simple, isn't it? Galatians 5:19, when you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. Sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outburst of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these. That's a pretty strong list, isn't it? Let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. There is no law against these things. God says, look, sin has come into your life to control your life and to lead you into bondage. I am here to help you live a life of freedom. I want to set you free. And because freedom is very difficult, I will send my son who will be the one who can set you free. And if you will accept him and receive him and allow him to save you, he can begin to work in your life, and I will place my Holy Spirit within you. And if you will let him counsel you, guide you, comfort you, control you, you will be the freest person on the planet. Now, if there's one thing we should know from our history and from what we see around us, there's a high price for freedom, isn't there? Freedom doesn't just happen. You have to keep fighting for it, don't you? And so you and I choose today to live a life of freedom, and we choose to fight the battle to say no to this old nature and yes to the nature of the Spirit of God within us. And he sets us free. Down at the bottom of your notes, bondage is broken by the Son. If the Son sets you free, you're free. Baggage is lifted at salvation. When you accept Christ, everything becomes brand new. You are a new person. Everything begins again. You don't have to live according to the old. Blame is broken by the Spirit. The Holy Spirit will help us live a guilt-free life if we let him. And if we will allow this to take place in our life, you and I can live a life of freedom. God says, look, here's what I want. I want you to be free. There's a lot of people today who live in the freest nation on the face of this earth, and they aren't free. But today, you and I have gathered here today to celebrate freedom. Not just freedom of the country we live in, but the freedom that is offered to us by God to help us live a free life. So here's the simple question. Are you free? Are you being controlled by a habit? Are you being controlled by a fear? Are you being controlled by something that is taking you places where you don't want to go and shouldn't go, and doing things that you don't want to do and shouldn't do, and it's controlling your life? God wants to set you free today. He doesn't want you to live in bondage. Are you free? Let's pray.
Thank you for joining us for today's service. If you would like to talk with someone about what you've heard, please visit our website at faith.ag or call us at 239-543-2700. If you're in the Fort Myers area and don't already have a church home, you're invited to join us for Sunday morning at 8:15 and 10:45 a.m. Faith Assembly is located at 7101 Bayshore Road. Join us again next week for Sunday Morning. Faith Assembly Sunday Morning is a production of Faith Assembly Media Tech, North Fort Myers, Florida.